Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. It's kind of a quick episode I wanted to do because a couple minutes ago, Goran Dragic got traded from Toronto to San Antonio, and now he will be getting bought out by San Antonio. So this is the first time that the Heat are able or have the chance to bring him back. So I wanted to make sure to do a quick episode. If you've listened to the podcast before, you know how much I love Goran Dragic, you know how much my sister loves Goran Dragic, and just the fact that we finally have the chance to try to get him now, it makes me so happy. When I saw the news that he got traded, I instantly told my dad, I was like, all right, now we wait for the buyout, and if he gets bought out, we finally have a chance to bring him back. And literally when a couple minutes after that, when he said he was getting bought out, I literally had tears in my eyes. Just thinking of the possibility of the Dragon returning home to Miami. So, yeah, I just wanted to make sure to do a little quick episode here because, I mean, if this were to happen, I'd be so happy. It'd be crazy. How much he means to me and my sister. And I've talked about him on here before, but I'll talk a little bit more about him now because this episode's really about him. He's just the perfect example of a guy you want representing your team on and off the court. On the court, obviously, he's an amazing player. He's a leader. He just wants to win. He wants everyone to do good around him, and he makes the players around him better. And off the court, in the community, he's amazing. He's humble, down to earth with the fans, with the media. He gets along with his teammates in the locker room. Obviously, him and Jimmy Butler have a really close friendship. Obviously, he's friends with a lot of the guys on this team, like UD, like Bam, just to name a few. So I'd be absolutely ecstatic if the Heat decided to bring Goran Dragic back home to Miami. I just hope the Dragon comes back home to Miami. This is a really quick episode, but I wanted to do it as fast as possible before any other news drops. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Until next time, everyone, take care.